Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot. He's a sniper, the Puerto Rican point guard, striking like a viper.
Lewis and Zach are back.
And it came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach laying a rattlesnake, spitting straight facts.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yo, the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
That's right, feeling good on a Wednesday. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico, coming at you here on the Lewis and Zach Show. Sans Lewis. Lewis is out in Austin right now, but I'm holding down the fort, and I have a cavalcade of very funny comics joining me today. To my left, the co-host of The Thing Is Ding and Fake Talk, it's Mikey Figs.
What's up, Zachy? Happy to be here, baby.
Thank you for being here, man. You're a fucking real fucking good guy, and I love you a lot.
You're a good fucking guy. Are we going to fucking kiss? Let's just kiss right
no,
now.
I'm just letting you know. I appreciate having you here. Across the table, fucking great dudes. We've got my buddy and recent Kill Tony. Non-retarded Kill Tony success story.
Whoa.
I know. That's borderline. The one.
Holy moly.
It's Pete Angelo.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back, Zach.
Ironically, you're the one who most looks like they would pet a thing to death.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I was in the green room before and I was like, there's a lot of handicapped people in here.
Yeah. What is the handicapped parking situation at Kill Tony?
It's filled up. I'm like, how'd you get up here in that wheelchair?
Next to him from No Need for Apologies, also here on the network, it's our good friend Dave Temple.
What's going on, Zach, baby? How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Good to see you, pal.
Same here. I love this positive energy that you emote on everyone now. You know what I mean? You must know something.
Nope.
Okay.
Lewis isn't here.
I think you're mistaken. Freedom for positive energy. And that's, of course, Lewis, we love you very much. I know you're listening, and I don't want to shit on you, pal. And across the table from me, from Laugh It Off with Andrew Packer, it's our friend Andrew Packer.
Hey.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. How you doing today, brother?
I'm chilling. Feeling good. Had my coffee, and this is the first thing I'm doing today. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, do some affirmations, huh?
Yeah.
Get through the episode.
I'm not a hack. I'm funny.
Yeah.
People like me.
This. We're going to be good. I had way too many days off, and it got a little dark.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, too many days. Started getting a little nocturnal, so I'm happy to be back in the swing of things. One person who's having a tough week, Joe Gatto from the Impractical Jokers.
Oh, yeah.
The other shoe has finally dropped.
Oh, yeah.
And I think we found out why they became a threesome. Dang. A few years ago. I think now it's finally getting out. Shannon, what are we? I know we've got, there was one girl who was on TikTok, I believe.
Yeah, I saw that one. Which, and that one's like kind of iffy. I mean, well,
compared to anyone that's broken on TikTok,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
All cases on TikTok seem iffy, don't they?
She kept messaging back. I mean, she went to his hotel, this chick.
So first of all, and I want you everyone's opinion.
I'm Team D'Elia. Let's just get that straight.
Sure.
I've always been Team D'Elia. Team Gallen.
If you have vanishing DMs on,
yeah,
you shouldn't be able to screenshot those.
That's the whole point of them. Can, yeah, it's like negative. That you shouldn't be able to.
Like Snapchat, if you tried to screenshot,
yeah,
either you couldn't or it would message the person.
Yes, it lets them know.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
So I think real breach of trust by Instagram here.
Okay. Is Joe Gatto married?
Yes.
With a family?
So here's the thing. We'll go over the timeline.
Okay. Let's
as far as I know.
It's called Gatto.
A couple years ago when he left the show, he just came out and said, I'm leaving the show to pursue other projects, to spend more time with my family.
Let's pursue another project, all right.
Young puss.
Also, my wife and I have amicably separated.
Okay.
Then immediately announces a comedy tour. So I'm going to spend more time with my family, then immediately just hits the fucking road hard.
His secret families.
I think, obviously, it was at that point somebody knew something was up. Because if you go deep into Reddit, a bunch of episodes got scrubbed. from the show, and it would be anything where it was him and a woman.
Fuck.
So it was like one where he was like giving, asking for massages. Anytime he was like kind of flirting with a lady.
But they kept the one with the mashed potato, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Scoopsy potato?
Scoopsy potato. That's fine. Nobody got diddled on that one.
Yeah, not that I know of.
Okay.
So now it seems like that went by. This chick comes out, 19 at the time, says she met him in a meet and greet, and he gave her and her mom backstage passes to see him.
It's pretty sweet meet and greet.
Okay.
He then messages her, and she goes to his hotel room.
For the meet and greet.
Yeah.
For the greet meet.
Packer.
And she claims that they fooled around against her will and she was drunk, which, by the way, you were 19. That means you're breaking the law and you should go to jail.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Team Gatto.
And she broke this on TikTok. She gave this story
and
up
she,
on TikTok.
The only thing that's rough, and she posted a picture of her hiney with a big bruise on it and said that he bit her.
I have a little bit. I think that this is like a compiled TikTok video. I don't think it's the original.
Yeah.
But I'll show you this.
Oh, yeah, she took it down, too.
Yeah, and then I'll show you the butt picture after.
Pause.
Where's that coming from?
What a ghoul.
I don't know.
Wait,
he was everyone's favorite.
Did you mean one of the five of us with a cut back? Go back. Okay.
She looks super young.
Very young looking.
Yeah, she doesn't look like a sexy
I
boy.
Think that might be one of the reasons people are going...
She's like a young girl.
...ham on this one. She does... She looks pretty young.
She looks young, yeah. But 19 is legal in terms
of... He ain't breaking laws.
He ain't breaking the laws. Thank you for being a
fan. And I don't think he's ever had 19-year-old tail thrown at him, right?
Yeah,
because
right,
that's...
I mean, at this point, he's been famous.
The guy's on TV a lot.
Yeah, but as I'm saying, it took him getting there. Like, at 19, he wasn't getting 19-year-old.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They were sure. Nothing. Yeah. He was doing improv in South Avocado.
Right.
Nothing was happening.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's true. He was doing sketch comedy with Fat Sal.
He was doing Zip Zap Zop with a bunch of dumb fucking kiddies.
Right. He, if anything, this guy missed out on his childhood.
Making up for lost time.
This is a classic Jackson case.
Yeah, so, hey, listen, sometimes you get older and then you get high school fever and you got to make up for the time you lost.
All right. Team Gatto. Still Team Gatto. Team Gatto so far.
I don't imagine there's a part of this story that's going to make you not.
Yeah, it's going to be like an Army Hammer moment. We're going to switch over.
I like where you started with blaming Mark Zuckerberg for not, causing these messages to vanish. Because, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg, we've seen him rebrand as a full fuckboy. And now he's not even protecting the fuckboys that he emulates. I don't think that's fair.
Am I crazy or was Facebook originally to rank
women?
Women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
it was called something. It was like, not hot or not, but it had a name.
It had something else, but I think it was to rank how hot the women.
Yeah.
Was that while the rowing boys were in charge?
Yeah, I think that was
first made.
That was them. And they were like, this is our idea, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Their face card.
Yeah.
Their face card.
Like that, yeah.
Who's got the hottest.
So before we watch the rest of this, okay. No, Facebook was not originally Sandrank. Thank you, Shannon. Well, Mark Zuckerberg's earlier project, Face Smash, which scraped photos
just
from Harvard
mash.
Student face directory mash. And allowed users to vote on which student was hotter, was a precursor to Facebook and did focus on ranking attractiveness.
That sounds like an edit written by Facebook.
Yeah,
100%. That's what that sounds
that's
like.
That's around the same time of ratemypoo.com.
Never heard of that website.
There was Rate My Poo and Rate My Boobs.
All right.
And you would just scroll through and 1 through 10.
Were they equal in popularity? That's
wild. They're pretty great.
That's pretty crazy.
Both were pretty big hits in my high school.
I mean, I get it. We've all had a poo where you're like
your household.
So before we finish this video, and I don't want to be the typical fucking bonehead dude podcast. Even at 19, if you meet a 53-year-old man or whatever he is, and he's talking to you about going back to his hotel room in vanishing DMs. What the fuck did you think was going on up there?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Well, to be fair, he's 53. She might have assumed he didn't know what vanishing DMs were. You know, because even me, I get those things turn on, and I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So a 53-year-old man, that could have just been like an accidental flip.
It could have been, or it could have been a crafty old veteran. So also 53, this guy's been in the game since you could cheat.
No cameras.
This guy remembers a time where it was easy to cheat.
Mm. Road beef.
Just go to another fucking town. Mm-hmm. He's never had it. The technology has eluded him. He got aged out of his own game. So let's continue.
I'm gonna pause it here just so you can skim through.
Yeah, Shannon, you read it to us.
Okay. Crazy to see you in Milwaukee. Sorry for interrupting.
There we go, Jorge. Good job.
Sorry for interrupting your breakfast. It was so nice meeting you today. Going to try to get tickets for your show tonight. Smiley face. Someone read Joe.
Awesome to meet you. For sure. Come. It'll be fun.
Just bought two tickets. Now I have to find someone to come with me. Haha. I can't wait. Smiley face.
Awesome. I'll leave you two meet and greet passes for you at the box office under your name so you can come back and say hello. Have fun.
Just let it play through. Okay. Let's see. Thanks so much. I couldn't wish for a better first comedy show. So excited. Smiley face.
Well, he knew how to give it a thumbs up.
I mean, she needs to come up with more things than smiley face to end her messages, man. This is.
I wish they would have played the stand-up. He's like, you guys ever have chicken tenders? And
that's weird that she knew not to expose that.
Yeah.
She knew better than to compromise his material.
She turned the audio off and just put a little.
I don't want to ruin your ticket sales. However.
So then she sends.
So they seem very nice, but still. Like, what?
Yeah, and then she messaged after.
Yeah, she sent the picture and. He said, so happy you loved it, and sorry I made you cry, haha. She said, no worries, all good tears anyway, haha.
Weird.
He said, okay, good, you look great in the picture, so that's good. She said, thank you, I think you're a star of the pic, though.
Ooh,
this is flirty.
Yeah, I'm this is too...
fully erect.
Let's see. Yeah. He said, debatable. She said, the story replies, agree with me. He said, glad I'm giving you street cred.
Pause. Jeez. I respect the game on this one, dude. Because he's gassing her up from the other end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's basically saying, look how much clout I can give you.
Yeah.
This guy, this is a crafty veteran of the game. Mm-hmm.
I know what you 19-year-olds want, just a little bit of clout.
This ain't his first time. This ain't his first time, man.
This is a man who knows his business.
Well, yeah. This isn't good game. This is how you play a 19-year-old.
Yeah.
This man, do you think he could try this with a 43-year-old woman?
Yeah.
Zero chance. She'd be like, get the fuck out of here with this shit.
I know about things. I want more.
Yeah. This is also...
She would be fumbling with the camera in the meet and greet. Get out of here, you fucking old hag.
This is also show business, talking to a young artist.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Street cred, all that shit. Yeah.
Team got him.
Is there more?
Yeah, so he says, glad I'm giving you street cred. She said, I'd rather have real friends than street cred anyway. Just got to show off what people missed. And then,
by the way, there's no need for any of this.
Yeah, where's her friend?
This could have ended at great show.
Yeah. Glad you came out. Thanks.
He's keeping her on the hook.
Yeah.
Yes.
He says to that, fuck yes, what a day. She says, fuck yes. He said, hope the rest of your night is equally epic. She said, just drinking and hanging out. Hope yours is too. And then then there's one more message about him telling her how to get into that, like where to meet him in the elevator, where he said, if you don't want to like come up there to meet him, that he'll go down in the elevator, but he's not going to get out of the elevator for her just to get in to go up so that he's not seen. And then I do have the picture of her butt afterwards where she claims he bit her.
Probably going to get taken down, but
how the fuck do you get that?
That looks like
from
you fell downstairs.
Butt.
Yeah.
You'd have to take a full elbow drop on the booties. Looks,
how do you bruise someone and not break their skin in the bite?
Yeah, that's a punch in the
ass. I bit people.
I mean, white women do bruise pretty easily. True. Like, I've seen, you've ever, like, leave bruises on the ankles just from holding their feet up.
Well, we're going to edit that out. Shannon, make sure you take that out.
Are you sure you just weren't rubbing off? Now, as a man who's been bitten and has bitten,
you talking to me or you saying for me?
No, I don't say no. As myself as well.
That's not a bite mark. So
Wouldn't there need to be teeth marks?
Yeah.
I mean, that looks like someone hit you.
Jorge, can we get a deep zoom on that picture?
Enhance.
Can we enhance that?
Enhance.
That, to me, looks like she was drunk and fell.
It's also like
that looks like drunk fault.
Yeah. Ooh. Or at least a big smack.
But it almost looks like hand. That's what's confusing. I don't know how you leave a bruise with.
How's it feel? Look at that white girl booty, Dave.
I mean, you know, I get it. I see why you guys are so angry. I understand January 6th. But like, also, is this on the skin or on top of the, like, if this is on the skin, your pants was already off. Like, you guys are playing. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like, something's happening
here.
Definitely
fucking around.
Did you headbutt her first?
Right.
It looks like a fucking, like a punch or a chop. Right, you could even almost see the fingers. Yeah. You kind of can see the.
Okay.
Just giving her old Ric Flair.
Team got him still, or what do we think, Zach?
Hey, guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our sponsors. Hey. Life's been a little crazy for everybody lately, and you know what helps me unwind? Cornbread Hemp's CBD gummies. Have you been looking for a natural way to relieve aches and discomfort? The CBD gummies from Cornbread Hemp are formulated to work with your body, not against it. Listen, we've all got aches and pains, and CBD gummies help me and many other people when they need to get a little boost. Cornbread's CBD gummies are made to help you feel better, so whether it's stress, discomfort, or you just need a little relaxation, they only use the best part of the hemp plant, the flower, for the purest and most potent CBD, and they're formulated to help relieve discomfort, stress, and sleeplessness. All products are third-party lab-tested and USDA organic to ensure safety and purity. All you got to do, our listeners can save 30% on their first order. All they got to do is go to cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ and use the code LAZ at checkout. That's cornbreadhemp.com/LAZ, code LAZ, for 30% off your order. Give it a check out. I think you're going to dig it. I do. And hey, thanks for listening. Right back to the show.
Now, my question before we get judgmental.
We haven't been.
Were Merce, Al, and Q in the next room over?
Big question.
Biter.
Yeah. Now Biter, Joe.
Yeah, was this just an episode gone wrong? Like, they thought at some point he'd be like, oh, I can't do this because you're so young. And
today's
then it
big
just
loser
happened.
Is Joe. This is cheating on your wife.
Or wouldn't that be, they hacked into his account and they sent all the messages and arranged
everything.
They're
laughing hysterically.
And it's just him trying to get her out of his room when she showed up.
He punched her in the ass really hard. Get out of here. Sal's falling over in the other room.
I don't know you. He's like, you've been messaging me all night.
So the timeline on this, I think, is the interesting, the thing that's going to fuck him. So he had left the show already. He had already reconciled with his chick at this point. Now this comes out. Then another lady comes out who worked on the show with him. I think this is the one that he had to leave the show over. So what do we got for the second wave?
So
yeah, that one you can get through. I feel like that one.
Yeah, there's a lot of
but
reasonable.
Now there's a second person who claimed they worked on the show.
Yeah.
And he was an issue. But
hold on,
and this is gonna sound very impolite. It sounds like she just didn't know what it was like to work with a 50-year-old Italian man.
That's fair.
Hey,
because it sounds like. Now, in the when we read everything he says, put it in the context that this is.
Is it? Hey, I bought you a prize. Now suck my cock.
A fucking dumb guinea.
Hey, baby.
Who doesn't know? They don't know how. They're not trained for this. They don't have the capacity.
Okay.
To they.
Oh, she hugged me. Something like that. It's gonna be something.
They're
like
being
that.
Aged out. But let's get to the second
she
one.
A fucking hug. I guess she wanted a cock.
So this one says that she met Joe when she was 15. When she turned 18 is when his behavior towards her changed and became more flirtatious.
Oh, you mean he's a great guy who waited? I mean, he's I didn't know his name was Patient Joe.
He's already better than most of Hollywood. Yeah.
She claims Joe would ask for back massages, invite her to his room to cuddle, and allegedly asked frequent questions about her sex life.
Okay, that's wild if that's true.
It said he would also become frustrated when the woman refused to flirt back, she claims, and would allegedly treat her rudely if she rejected his advances.
Okay, yeah, this is an Italian guy at the office.
Is he related to
that? Is his full name Louis Joe Gatto?
I mean, if this was the 90s, he'd be running a Nickelodeon show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be Dan Schneider.
On his way to city council.
It also says that the source does not provide any physical proof to back up her allegations, and Gatto denied any allegations of harassing people. Also, for the first one, the one that he like messed with the fan, he kind of like owns up to that one though.
Yeah, he put out a statement and said, "I've used poor judgment," something like that, right?
Yeah, and hurt the people that he loves, and he's working on himself. Blah blah blah.
So it sounds like that one he just got.
Yeah.
Which was the first one.
The first one. The second one, making an unsafe work environment.
He's not caving to that.
I think that's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
Can we see photos of the girl? You got anything?
Or is she anonymous, the second one?
Did she
anonymous.
Just like immediately start working there at 18? Like,
that's what I'm about to say. And they're like, 15, 16, like, all right. These girls, like, none of their family follows them on social media? Because that's weird to post that kind of stuff on social, but like, and then you're like, your family finds out that way. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, Joe Gatto sexually harassed
my 19-year-old daughter, too. Like, you know, when did she text her parent? Like, I'm going to go to his fucking room. Right? I don't
Dude,
know.
Dude, that's got to suck for her. Every time they check into a hotel.
Yeah.
The only thing that's ever on TV is a practical joke.
All day long. All day.
I can't.
I bit my daughter.
I can't go to a Marriott. I can't stay at a Hilton. They have all the best properties.
By the
Where
way,
am
so
I going to stay?
The fan claims that her first interaction with Joe occurred when her and her mother saw him at a brunch and asked for a photo. It was after that she reached out to him trying to get tickets to the show.
Oh, mom is in on it. Mom is in on it.
You met him at a brunch and then you were like, oh, I can definitely message this TV star and get free tickets to his show. You knew what you were doing a little bit. You're like, he'll read this.
Yeah, I don't want us to be a bunch of fucking she deserved it or she knew it was coming.
I'm gay, I get to.
You get to hate women. You have the privilege of hating women. But yeah, you're also like 19.
You make dumb choices.
You make bad choices. Yeah.
He should know better.
He should know better.
He is an Italian piece of shit.
He's grooming. It sounds like a lot of grooming. Does it
just sound like taking the opportunity when it comes? He waited 3 years.
Even longer than that. Because again, he was not getting laid when he was a teenager. So he's waited his whole life for this.
He's just like a horny old guy. He's a horny old guy.
He sounds like he just loves pussy.
It is a powerful, powerful drug.
But telling her to go to his room and massage him when she was 15, 16 years old? That's wild. Asking about her sex
life? No. That was after she was 18.
He waited till she was 18
and then hired her on the show.
Yeah. It's wild.
Also still kind of weird.
It's super wild. But
it's not great.
No, but like your friends don't tell you, dude, fucking chill. She's mad young. Like, what are you doing? Like, you got to just know.
I'm waiting, and I got a job for her.
You know what?
I don't want us
to have this, but it is weird that there is no class to make sure we all are on the same page.
Yeah.
Like, no one, I mean, I guess we pick it up, but we don't know the actual rule. We're all kind of learning it.
Depending on where you, when I worked at Viacom, we had a yearly long sexual harassment meeting.
Right.
That was like, these are the rules. But then the rules don't matter.
Right. And you know how many people sit in those meetings like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I mean? No one really pays attention. So no one's learning it anyway.
Like, I remember they gave us scenarios and we had to discuss whether or not they were work appropriate. So one was if you work on a, say you work for a magazine or a TV show, and your boss has a Playboy on his desk. Is that okay?
Interesting.
If Playboy advertises on your show or on your magazine.
Is the only reason why it's okay.
And they said, no, still a gray area, depending on if it's displayed, if it's in public, who works there, et cetera. There's this weird thing, this like one congressman I think once said, I know what pornography is when I see it. I feel like sexual harassment's the same thing.
Right.
Subjective. It's up to the discretion.
Yeah.
Actually, the other scenario they gave us was if you work for a TV show or a record label where a black artist uses the N-word and that makes you uncomfortable, are you able to sue?
That's interesting. Because how many Jewish people work in hip hop? Like, under
those I think the main thing was like a, if you worked on a reality show with black characters and they use the N-word, can you request to not have to do work on episodes where they say things that offend you?
Who created this rule? Neil Brennan?
Why are you getting he just sometimes watching and he's editing and someone just drops the end bomb. He's just like, I'm done.
Can't do it. Flavor Flav.
Serenity now! But I guess that is the thing, right? Because it is also, it's invoking something in that white man where he's like, come on, guys. Yeah. Just a piece. Can I just, can I have a little bit?
I, as someone, but those meetings, like, they were brutal, and you learned nothing. You got out, and you're just like, you got scared to talk to anyone.
Yeah.
But I think that's what their job is, to just scare the fucking shit out of you.
Yeah.
Because anything could be construed as full-on harassment.
Yeah, which is funny, because then they tell you that if you're aware of that, like, if you behave on the stiff because you don't want to fall in any of the pitfalls, then they'd be like, you need to relax. Like, you're too, and it's like, you guys put this here, not me. Like, I was a normal person, and then you guys said rules, and I'm like, I'm staying in the lines. Mm-hmm. And they're like, you're fucking weird, dude. I'm like,
this I is think for him, too, I, it's just like it's one of those things, when you get to like that level of famous, I feel like you must all, you know, at least part of you be a little on edge for any, like, oh, much younger girl, like, even of age, like, you're still, that part of you is like, am I going to get fucked for this? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, I feel like that's still, I mean, even with like a monogram of success, you still have that thought, especially nowadays.
True. Like, you got to, like, the fact that these guys are not aware is kind of wild. Especially you've been in the business for this long and everything.
I think it's got to be very frustrating for the other three.
Oh, yeah.
Because they've had to behave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got to, like, they had to have had the talk with them.
Where they're like, guy, hiring these 18-year-old girls.
Guy, we fucking got this far. What are you doing?
Yeah.
That's like those, you know, dogs that make it to be blind, seeing eye dogs. Yeah. And like at graduation, they want to display their discipline and they throw a stake down.
Oh my God. And also, I think that he's probably the fan favorite out of all of them. So he's probably gotten the most love and the most.
He's definitely the one that.
The moms and the aunts, like tons of women, and especially young girls. Because it's also a show that women will put like kind of like a family friendly, like, okay show. Like, oh, put it, oh, I love this show.
Yeah.
So young kids are seeing it and growing up with him. You know, he's probably had the most interactions with young
I've
chicks.
I've never watched the show.
I'm right there. Yeah. Like,
it's Everyone Loves Raymond and Impractical Jokers in the Italian.
Dude, my ex and my kids used to watch it, like, when my ex would do hair in the house.
So I thought you were going to say heroin for a split second. I just thought.
But when she would have clients over for like an extensive long hair do, it's just Impractical Jokers all day.
Yeah, it's
right?
A safe show. Yeah.
Then one time they were in Atlantic City at the Borgata, so I took her to go see that. Like, got some tickets.
Hell yeah.
I fell asleep, dude. I'm in an arena, 1,500 people.
Cracker ass shit. You're like, I don't like this boring ass bullshit.
I'm taking a nap.
I want to watch Wildin' Out Nikki. I want to see real comedy. Bullshit.
Where's the Apollo?
Who's got the hook?
I don't know why I made you just so black.
You probably looked at him.
Made him so black.
Pretty much.
I think sitting between us made him look extra black.
I know, right? It's reverse Oreo.
Dave's sitting next to like just two different versions of like racism.
Canada and the South. And then you got
this
Philly
is
Dave.
Me in general. They're always like, Dave, what are you doing over there with them crackers? I'm like, ah, they seem normal. Nah, dude, those are scary people. I'm like, really?
You do look like you're moderating a debate between the two different kinds of racism.
Yeah.
You got this kind of cracker and then this kind of cracker. Like,
Chad, is there anything we missed on that?
Nope, that's everything so far.
So Team Gatto or not?
Of course Team Gatto. Shannon, if you were gonna fuck a Joker, yeah. Q?
Yeah. Q. I'm picking Q.
I thought it was gonna be Sal, and then I went through my memories. I feel like Q's always been your one, right?
Yep, he's the one. And he's the one. Plus Q's he's a cat guy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Now, you and your mother, would your mother help you get access to him?
Does your mom like Q? Because a lot of those moms love Joe.
I think both my parents are Joe people, because I old guineas.
Wow.
Shannon, how do you, as a lady, how do you feel about the whole sitch?
I think popular consensus is that, like, he made a mistake by going for girls that are so freaking young. But I don't know. We don't the second situation doesn't seem like a terrible thing. This first one, she never even went into detail about him like manhandling her or anything. All she said was, we did some stuff. So she hasn't actually really accused him of anything. So it doesn't, I don't know, as of right now, it doesn't seem like he did anything bad except for going for girls
you
too young.
You think he got wild? Like, you think she was like reverse cowgirl just fucking having a good time?
The other thing that I think doesn't look good is he invites people to drink and he doesn't drink.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. That sucks.
That's some weird
fuck
shit.
You.
That makes me nervous.
That sucks.
Well, the one article said he claims he's never drank and that people have footage of him drink or have seen him drinking. But he publicly says he's never drank and he guess has invited chicks out for drinks.
Okay.
Which that, I will say, even that one raises some alarms for me.
Yeah.
Creepy. 100%.
A little creepy.
Absolutely.
Because, dude, if you've. Being sober, trying to fuck a drunk chick is a nightmare. You feel like you're gonna. You feel like that's a retarded person trying to fuck.
Bro, my first, I was sober.
But not as fun. Hey guys, let's take a quick break and talk about one of our favorite sponsors, and that's Mando Whole Body Deodorant. Listen, I'm a big boy with a lot of crevasses, and I have different parts of me that could stink. And Mando is safe for use anywhere on your body, your pits, your balls, your thigh folds, your belly button, your butt crack, your feet. Yeah, you heard that right. And it's developed by a doctor who understands that normal body odor shouldn't be a source of embarrassment or misdiagnosis. Mando is clinically proven to block odor all day and control it for up to 72 hours. It's baking soda free, paraben free, and comes in a variety of fresh scents that make you feel like you're stepping into a new, fresher version of yourself. Think about this. 12 hours after a shower, the average man's grundle odor is a level 5 out of 10. With Mando, it's a 0 out of 10. So what you're going to want to do is go to shopmando.com and you can get the Mando Starter Pack, which comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like a mini body wash or my favorite, the deodorant wipes, plus free shipping. And you're going to get $5 off that if you use the promo code LAZ at checkout. That's over 40% off. So if you want to support our show, smell fresher, stay drier, and boost your confidence, just go to shopmando.com today. Use code LAZ and tell them we sent you. Here's to a confident, odor-free 2025. Let's get back into the show, huh?
Yeah.
I was sober for like 3 years, and like the first month of it, we was still barking shows down on Bleecker Street in the Village. And, you know, it's just nothing but drunk people. And I never forget the first night of this chick. It's like, yeah, you want to? I'm like, all right. And she's drunk off whiskey. But her first thing, as soon as she comes out, she's like, hold on, let me get a slice of pizza. And she got, like, pizza and garlic knots.
Yeah.
And then we're just on the L train, and she's just talking.
Stink,
and just like,
stink ass.
Hey, I can't do this. And I was like, I remember.
Out of breath.
And that actually helped me stop drinking, because I'm like, I was doing that. Like, I was doing that kind of stuff while I was drunk.
There goes me.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out if I can tell a story or not.
Yeah. Take it easy, guy.
I can think of a time where I left a bar with a young lady many moons ago. And I'm sitting in her living room and she came out of the bathroom completely naked. And I went, you are too drunk.
Yeah.
And I am not drunk enough that this can work.
Damn.
And she got very upset with me and argued with me. And halfway, probably 2 minutes into the argument, puked all over the floor, and all I could think was, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have been done by now.
You know what's funny? I think that girl figured it out, too, that I didn't want to fuck with her because she was drunk, because I just realized this recently, like at the beginning of the year, no, December, I did a show at City Winery. She came, and she looks a lot better now. She's, like, much thinner. She's married to some other black dude, but it was weird. Like, oh, you've been...
Yeah, she followed you after that night?
Yeah.
After the garlic night?
Yeah,
she never forgot it. You bought a garlic
night. Isn't that wild?
Damn. All you gotta do is buy these bitches garlic knots, and they'll come to your show. That's how you move tickets.
I love the idea of Dave being in the super secret cool black comedian meeting, being like,
you ever buy a bitch a garlic knot?
White bitches? Buy them garlic knots?
I'm trying to tell you. They love that shit. That's all we had to do this whole time? Buy the bitches garlic knot? God damn.
Then you go in and be like, no, not that piece, the big one. Yeah. My impression of every black guy at a pizza place. No, that one over there.
We want the most for our money, man. Fuck that.
As the only black guys, it's such an exclusively black guy thing to pick the piece of the pizza pie that they want.
Sir, that is a whole pie that we haven't cut. I don't give a fuck.
No, get them bubbles and shit. No.
We know where we run shit. Hey, I want fresh fries, not that shit that's been sitting there for 4 minutes. Drop new fries now.
This is why you need your own store. Sorry.
like Gulf of America, baby. get your goddamn old store. How about that?
Well, yeah.
Well, you can ask for new fries because it's your cousin behind the counter.
There you go.
let's get plugs out of the way.
Who is in Zuckerberg?
Hit the plug music. Andrew Packer, what do you want people to check out?
You can check out my show, Laugh It Off, available on all podcast platforms. It's improvised stand-up comedy based on the problems that you, the audience, want to laugh off. Comedians riff. We have an actual therapist that is weighing in, and that therapist is my dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
So check out that show, Laugh It Off.
Check it out. That's very cool. I'm going to check that out, buddy. Thank you. Davey?
Check out the podcast here on the network if you're not already. No need for apologies. Every Monday, 5 p.m., we are live on Gas Digital Network. Check us out there. And go subscribe to my YouTube if you're not already. I'm Dave Temple on YouTube. I need to get that up there. All right?
Hell yeah, Pete.
Follow me on Instagram, Metal Pete Comedy. I'll have all my dates. I'll have clips. I'll talk about heavy metal. And sometimes some gay shit.
Hell yeah. Thanks.
At Comic Mike Figs, you already know, Watch the Thing Is Dang podcast with me and Shannon here in Gas Digital. Check out Something Went Wrong with Me and Vinny. It's a new show I'm co-hosting with Vinny Guadagnino from the Jersey Shore. Check that shit out. I'm at the stand all the time at Comic Mike Figs. Go to x.com and check out my page there. There's previews of my show Fig Talk. If you like it, subscribe. Fuck yeah.
Fantastic. If you guys want to see my dates, go on my social media at Zach Is Not Funny. You can also go to punchup.live/Zach Amico if you want to bring that up. Right now, I am going on the road. That's right. I'm going to Canada. And if you want to bring that up for me real quick, punchup.live/Zach Amico. If you want to bring that up for me real quick. There we go. I am going to be in Ottawa, Ontario, April 3rd, Montreal, April 4th, Cornwall on April 5th, and Alexandria on April 6th. Then I might be on the road in between these days, too, but I'll let you know next week. April the 11th and 12th, I'll be in Golden, Colorado, doing stand-up the first night. And then we're having a film festival the second night, where three of my new movies are premiering. And then I'm back out on the road with JCW. So come hang out. And if you go to want to see Lewis, go to lewisaskanks.com. Lewis is going to be on the road hardcore promoting his new special that he's going to be filming this summer. But if you want to see him soon, he coming up. He's going to be at Spotlight Comedy Club in Columbus, Ontario. Then London, Ontario, March 28th. March 29th, Windsor, Ontario. Punchline Philly, his birthday weekend, April 4th and 5th. And then after that, he is going to be in Nashville for the Nashville Comedy Festival, doing Story Wars and The Depraved at Zany's Nashville. After that, you can check out the rest of his dates. And please support the show. Go to GasDigital.com. Use the promo code LAZ. You save money and you get access to the episodes uncensored, commercial-free, and early, as well as all the other great shows on the network and the live chat. And if you're in the live chat watching right now, thank you so much for supporting the program. Next story. Man requires medical attention after getting girlfriend's hand stuck in his mouth. Shannon.
Joe Gatto.
They were trying to do this like fist in the mouth challenge, maybe something big in China. And
don't look at me.
I think that's a big challenge in the Middle East.
Fist in the mouth.
I have a little bit of a video of them as they got to the hospital after her fist got stuck in his mouth.
That's crazy. He's still laughing.
Oh, I would not be laughing if this was happening.
Yeah, this is horrible.
Okay, I'm assuming that's very.
How did it come out? How did it? What?
Pete, how bad does that hurt?
My boyfriend's got a small hand.
Yeah, it's a fist in the ass, not a fist in the mouth.
Yeah, you're doing it all wrong. Like, what are you doing?
So, what the doctors say happened is once her fist was in his mouth, his like muscles in his jaw contracted around it and then just kept getting tighter. And so she wasn't able to get it out. So they had to bring him to the hospital. They played soft music so it would help him from, it wouldn't make him vomit.
And then they cut soft her hand off.
Oh, man.
Then they used a, quote, mouth opener device to open his jaw a little bit more so that they can inject maybe so that they can inject a muscle relaxer, and they were able to safely remove her fist from his mouth.
My God. How is that a fucking challenge?
Yeah. Yeah, what kind of wild. But you know the Asians got weird fucking challenges, dude.
Yeah.
They'll be fucking, you know.
I can see the can you fit your girlfriend's fist in your mouth challenge.
Can you piss in public on Subway? No one noticed? Oh, she's pissing.
And I know, their subways are way cleaner than ours.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you spent some time in amongst China. The Chinese.
Yeah, I did. I blended right in. No one knew I was there.
Oh, my God. Dude, the videos of Pete in China are so fucking funny. Because you just see people like see it, like clock them, and then be like, ooh.
There's one, we were just climbing up this mountain, going up the steps, and my partner went up ahead of me because he saw people looking at me. I thought he was just filming me because I'm fat and walking upstairs, but he saw people staring at me. People didn't know each other, would just stop what they're doing, look at each other, and then look back at me to confirm what they just saw.
Oh, single to Jonah Hero. Post Malone. No, Post Malone. Fat Post Malone.
Matty the Metal.
I miss the old angry ones that wanted to fight you, but they just had to contain themselves. You ever had one of those weird stare downs with like
the
Asian little
guy on
and you know he just wants to fuck you up so bad, but he's like his sensei told him not to.
Squatting and smoking a cigarette outside of Astra.
You also came back with a ton of cigs, right?
I did. They gave so many to me
because it's like traditional to give a present. Oh yeah, here's Pete.
Yo, okay. This is crazy, Pete.
That's
why did you see this one too?
Yeah, I have a video. I have a video show called Suggested for You where people send me stuff, and someone sent me this. And it just there's a fat dude hiking, and I'm like, what the fuck?
So why? So it's just because you're like an American?
Because
he's big.
Because I'm big, tattooed, have a beard. So like, and we were really far away from where like. Like Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing, it's a lot of international travelers. We were far removed from that area. So a lot of like white people are not going to where we were. Yeah. So it was even more surprising. They're like, why would he come all the way out here?
Shit.
So like everywhere I went, people were stopping, taking photos with me or taking photos of me.
What did they say when they take photos of you?
You're fat. No.
Oh my God. Don't do this.
But
some of them did. I got asked to leave certain like a lot of like the places where you get food were just like are just like little tiny stores.
Yeah.
And like literally I'd sit down and they'd be like, hey, you take up too much room. Could you eat outside? I was like, sure.
Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah, we'll spread your food on the sidewalk.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same thing when you come to the hood, but you guys think we're trying to rob you. No, you don't fit in
you
our
sure
tiny
about,
store.
You sure about that, Dave?
Your car you isn't sure safe that? Here. Let me show you how quickly things could be.
Are you sure about that?
You can just tell them, like, I'm going to eat as much food as room I take up.
Oh, yeah, I should have tried that.
Yeah, that would have been.
You don't want my They're very American polite. Money. They were just like, very inconvenient. The chairs are small. You'll be better outside. I'm like, all right.
Any
fine.
Women kind of like go up to you like, oh.
Oh, yeah. There were guys who were trying to give me their women.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I played drinking games with like different gangsters, like in like different, just randomly in restaurants and bars. And then they'd be like, you ever been with a Chinese girl? Yeah. My partner would be like, they're trying to offer you their women.
They sit there in the side and smoke cigarettes. Yeah.
Did you tell them, no, I want you?
I should have. Yeah. Oh, that would have been real fun.
Oh, then they cut your pinky off.
Yeah. With spears.
And then, you came home with a ton of real bad cigs.
Oh, yeah, because like literally, the minute you, like, everyone hands you one, you're supposed to say no. That's a whole polite thing. It's like, oh, no, thank you. I just kept saying yes and kept taking them. So I would just smoke a cigarette. Like, and the minute you're, their whole thing is the minute you're finished with cigarette, a drink, they immediately offer you another one.
Wow.
And I just kept taking them. And they just, that to the point where they just started giving me packs. And I came back with, I think, 3 cartons.
Whoa. Hmm. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good cigarettes or Chinese? Like,
well, some of them were like the Chinese ones that were Chinese ones, but then a lot of them were like Marbs that you'd never seen anywhere else before.
Okay.
So it was like cherry blossom Marlboro.
I was about to say, like
tropical fusion Marlboro. But this is fucking great.
Chicken and liver flavored Marlboro.
Awesome.
Like, what the fuck exotic shit is that?
Yeah. Shrimp cigarette.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. I was like, what's exotic candy flavor?
Shrimp bush.
Beef intestine fucking
cigarettes.
Do you have like lore in China now? Like they call you.
I really think there are some families who are like, what? Because we would go to like events that my partner's family were like, bar. So there's just photos of just like 80 Chinese people and me standing in the middle. Yeah.
They call him the chimney. He just keeps smoking.
Your grandfather gets fucking like shell shock when he sees him. Like, oh, PTSD. And you took a rickshaw too, right?
So I took when you're especially like on that mountain, they got these like old guys who must have been like retired from whatever job they had. They carry people up and down the mountain, like kids, elderly, like between two bamboo sticks and like just a cloth that you sit in. The whole time we're going up, they were trying to get me to ride on it. And they're like, no, I'm like, I'm good. On the way down, I'm like, you know what, fuck it. These two men almost died trying to carry me down this mountain.
Going down would be way harder.
Oh, dude, they were, they literally had to like put me down and like, because it's between their shoulders. So like one guy was like, oh, shit, I have to drop him. And he couldn't like figure out a proper way to put me down. And then I was stuck in the fucking between the bamboo sticks.
Pull it up.
You guys wanted to, I don't think I have it on my Instagram.
That is just old like kung fu masters who have no wars to fight.
Yeah, like literally these guys had to be like in their 60s.
Let's go get a job.
5'6", like 140 pounds.
But they're looking for something to kill them.
They want to die on their sword kind of deal. Yeah,
exactly.
What more honorable death than carrying a fat white American?
The
down
journey
a
of the pale-faced giant I carry on my back.
Yeah, Doka Dynasty.
That's their Sun Wukong.
But then you do end up killing him, and now some young boy has a vendetta against you. Fucking comes to
kills
America.
My grandfather.
Yeah. Comes American.
He asked me to do it.
Kill my grandfather. Then, now you're gonna go back over there and host Peking Duck Dynasty.
There you go. On the next episode, if I start, of Peking Duck Dynasty.
You're just gonna go there and just start reviewing Peking Duck. Just call it that.
Three of these tangos are gonna bring me down to Great Wall.
All right. Hey guys, real quick. Today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Listen, having cigars in the house is the new having a bottle of wine to crack open for your friends. And Small Batch Cigar has some of the best cigars you could want to have. You get free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They come in the Bovita pack that comes with every purchase, so it's the most thorough packaging in the industry with an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars. Not only that, you earn 5% rewards points instantly by making any purchase. What a lot of people like to do is go to the news section and see what they're premiering. Just go to smallbatchcigar.com today and use our discount code GAS10 for 10% off your order plus that 5% reward point. One more time, guys, that's code GAS10 for 10% off at smallbatchcigar.com. Check it out. Let's get back into the show, huh? OnlyFans model charged with BDSM suffocation murder. Shannon, tell us about it, baby.
Okay, so this chick apparently was leading a double life. She had one Instagram, by the way, both of them I can't get to, but she had one Instagram that was just like her and her husband, her kids, happy mom, and then another one that led to her OnlyFans where she was like a kinky fetishist. Apparently, this was her first time getting paid to perform BDSM acts. She was paid $11,000. And so she goes to the guy's house. Apparently, when she got there, she was already drunk. I'm not sure how they know that, though. And then so she wrapped up the guy in cellophane, glued women's shoes onto his feet, and then she masturbated with a vibrator. He had saran wrap also duct taped around his head, and he ended up suffocating to death.
Man, that sounded great to the end.
It all just sounds like a weird like sitcom thing. Like in today's episode, they're like, we got to make rent. Let's pretend to be dominatrix. And they just fuck it up and kill the guy.
How does she get 11 grand on her first
time? On her first time?
Oh, yeah.
It might just be like from her like followers, like maybe a big OnlyFans follower.
Oh, like, this guy didn't say $11,000 to have your first time choking me?
He died doing what he loves.
And so. I can show you what her husband, this is what her husband looks like.
He's alive, though.
Joe Gatto.
He's no. Fine.
Yep, that tracks.
That would make
perfect sense, actually.
If you must, honey.
Sweetie. Yeah, believe it or not, black guys not into bondage.
Mm. No, oh, not at all.
Not even, like not anymore.
Not at all.
They got their fill, bro.
I had a chick try to handcuff me to the bed frame once. I freaked the fuck out. Like, nope, let me out of this shit. I'm good, man.
Like, wait,
I'll go back in the field.
Yeah.
The pussy. Dave goes full Amistad.
Give us free.
No, that one would make sense. That white boyfriend on that one. So she put cellophane and duct tape over his mouth and nose.
Yeah, over his head. It said that he was wrapped up with saran wrap like a mummy, the shoes glued to his feet, and she called the cops.
So they were a mummy and a mammy?
Well, that's the name of the episode.
Imagine her that he's like, can we try BDSM? She's like, sure. And she's like running around the house like, what do I get? She's grabbed saran wrap and her shoes. This will work.
And her inner monologue, shit, a bitch gonna get this money.
Girl, this motherfucker wanna be leftovers. Anything
why
else,
the glue, why the glue on the feet, though? That's kind
of it was just part of the fetish thing that he requested. Oh, so she is being charged with murder. She has pled not guilty at this time. And there's also no evidence that he requested being wrapped up in the saran wrap. So they don't.
She was just
vanish mode. He knew how to use it.
She was improvising.
Yeah.
Damn.
As someone who has been restrained with a woman masturbating on my head, pretty cool thing. Cellophane would freak me out.
Yeah.
Did she make you sign a waiver that this is dangerous? And,
no, she was a pro. All
right.
Well, she knew her business.
Okay.
Wait, what do you mean she masturbated on your head? Like you? Like,
she tied my arms to the headboard.
Okay.
And my feet to the footboard.
Okay.
And then she took a piece of nylon rope and tied my dick ring to the footboard so that if my dick got hard, it would yank on it.
Oh, wow.
And then she got completely naked and masturbated on my head.
So she was way more of a pro than her.
Oh, this girl knew her business.
Dick ring on the
cellophane. Have you ever just tried regular sex?
Yeah.
Have you looked at him?
He started there. I mean, if I'm involved with it, it's probably not regular.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's like, I just want to look at her in missionary, and it's fine. Yeah.
Sometimes weird things happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I completely get everything up until the face being taken over by duct tape and
sure, yeah, absolutely.
I think I would even maybe be restrained that much.
Oh yeah, I don't judge you guys. I just haven't gotten my fill of the regular yet. You know, I still got a lot more regular.
Yeah, I got a lot more regular too.
Yeah. So I'm sure I'll be done with it eventually. But
guys, I'm just trying to stretch out another 10, 15 years to pretend I'm not gay.
He has attachments on his penis. Yeah. You said you have let me get my hand.
Right. Yeah. His penis comes with an Allen key.
Let me add a silencer on this one.
Let me write out the last few years pretending I like women.
Absolutely, man.
Got to just do everything.
Anything to keep it going.
Yeah, but then the gays, you got to do so much. I had to get tied. I was tied to a balcony once.
Nice.
Up in P-Town, above a party.
Holy shit.
I was like, oh, fuck, this is weird. Was tough.
Tied frontward or forward or backwards?
I was backwards. So like my back was against the railing.
Okay.
I was looking into our
And into when you say room. The railing, do you mean a physical object, the railing, or an action of the railing?
Tied to the railing for a right, railing.
That sounds like a rock song.
I'm tied to the railing.
Although my partner will always tell me to like try to break out of it, and then I do and he gets mad at me.
He's got to get some bamboo.
He's like, he's got to get stronger fucking restraints.
You should call, that's his name. Oh, you should call him your little bamboo.
And you're the panda bear.
Shannon, is there any more to this?
That's everything.
So she's getting charged with murder?
She's getting charged with murder, yes.
It's like an ongoing court case right now.
Yes. We can stay on top of it.
Yeah, please. Let's keep an eye on it. All right. Florida man swallows 769K stolen diamond earrings from Tiffany. Ask cops if he'll be charged for what's in my stomach.
Yeah.
So.
That's got to hurt a little bit.
Pete said the same thing when he was getting kicked out of restaurants.
Okay, so the cops originally pulled this guy over, assuming that he robbed the store, but they weren't sure. Like, he had complete face covering, whatever. They pulled him over. Sorry?
He had the car, in the car, he's still covered up completely.
I don't know actually if in the car he was.
Yeah.
But they ended up charging him with resisting arrest, and that's it. That's all they charged him with, and they took him in for that. But when he was in jail, he asked one of the people that work in the jail if they would be able to charge him with what's in his stomach. He just gave it all away because they never did any kind of like x-ray search on him or anything when he was put into the jail. And then so that's when they decided to x-ray him. They did a body scan. And then here's a picture of the body scan. And they found the $700,000+ worth of diamonds in his stomach.
Yeah.
He gave himself away.
You did it, man. You pulled it off.
That's there was a, Shannon, I saw body cam footage of this. He went into Tiffany's and asked to see the diamonds. And then he literally did that and got up and ran out. And it was like a pull and struggle, but he made his way out. And then they pulled him over later. But yeah, that's great. He had him.
Shannon, if you can find that body cam
footage.
But
his face was covered when he asked to see the diamonds?
No, no. He went in as a customer. I think you said the face covering thing might have been when they pulled him over. But like, it's a guy in a red shirt.
And
he's in Tiffany's.
Just arrested him?
No, he made it out of the store.
Whoa.
So he got pulled over later.
Whoa. If he would have never said anything, he would have got away with those diamonds?
Well, I think he knew they were going to come out.
Yeah, but you can just be ready.
But that's also weird because there's a chair that you have to sit on before you get in processing that scans your body. They would have found that with him going in.
It looked kind of small.
I just imagine he's just like in the store. He's like looking at it more intently. Like, oh, yeah. Hang on.
Yeah.
Where'd that diamond go? Where'd that diamond go? I didn't eat it.
He's just like, look over there.
Johnny, did you guys find the body footage?
No, I haven't.
Florida man runs out of Tiffany's with a diamond.
Florida man diamond.
Of course, sorry, Florida. Just give me a minute.
Florida, that was the thing. It was a Tiffany's Florida diamond. That's why
kill
so
Tony
expensive
guy tied to railing.
Was he?
Devin is not out yet.
Can we get a race on him?
Oh, he was black.
Okay.
Yeah, he's black dude. Yeah, with like a red Coca-Cola shirt on.
We should just put one on his tooth.
Hey.
Now I walked in here with this diamond.
It's mine.
In his defense, white people do that also. You remember Robbins from 8th and Walnut?
Okay, yeah.
There was a guy, he used to just put a diamond in his beard, a big notorious Philly jeweler back in the day.
Really?
Yeah, man. He just always used to be on our TV. Yeah.
I found a little piece of it here.
Yeah, this guy. All right, maybe he was.
On the afternoon of Wednesday.
Okay.
Let me see if I can go back to that part.
You could let it play.
Attempted to take a $575,000 ring and approximately $780,000 worth of earrings.
He left the mall and got into a vehicle, which we later tracked down to Washington County. And we were able to notify the Florida Highway Patrol, and they tracked him there and were able to stop him.
He's pretty handsome.
During that interaction,
that's what I'm saying.
He
got a lot of
traffic
charges
on him. They noticed to be foreign objects suspected to be the Tiffany's earrings. Later, after the diamonds were expelled from the system, we were able to bring
that
the
must have been a rush.
They just passed.
I'm sure they. No, I'm sure they opened him up like a dog.
$700,000 worth of diamonds.
They're like,
man,
I want my diamonds back.
They used the mouth device.
Sir, if we wait 12 hours, he'll shit them out. No, I'm opening them up right now.
I'm going in manually.
Yeah.
We got a device for him.
This becomes a heist movie.
Get man, I thought the song was What About Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I eat diamonds. Makes my dookie twinkle.
Twinkling dookie.
All right. I think we got one more on here. Passenger's lost phone forces plane to return to airport mid-flight.
Bro.
What?
So what happened was they lost the phone in between two seats on the plane. It was supposed to be a four-hour flight. They were 1 hour into the flight. They weren't able to get the phone out from in between the seats, and apparently that's a safety concern because the phone is like suffocated, so it could explode, it could start to smoke or something. So they had to turn it back around another hour, dismantle the seats, get the phone out, and then proceed on their way.
Oh, that's a fucking
how
bummer.
Fuck?
That's something you just want to kill everybody on.
Bro,
the plane.
Yeah. I'd be like, yeah, let it explode.
We're all going to hell.
They don't got tongs on this motherfucker?
Well, I mean, like, I've dropped a phone on a plane. Like, what fucking airline was this?
Right.
That you can't
Air France.
Air France. The fucking French.
Fucking French. Oh, like they've never dropped French fries in between this. Yo, they're turning them around. The planes are fucked up. Did you hear about the one last night? A guy, like, they were flying from, like, L.A. to one of those Asian countries, like Hong Kong or
one of
shit.
One of those Asian.
It was either Japan or China, one of them. But like, he forgot his passport, so he like landed in San Francisco to like have someone bring him his passport, and then because he wouldn't have been able to do anything in the other country. But this was the pilot that forgot his passport.
They
had like a 6-hour delay.
Yeah. Fuck you all, we're going back.
That's the only person that can do that.
Yeah. Jesus. Now I'm asking every pilot when I fly, like, hey,
you have all your shit,
all your fucking documents. Yeah,
like, we're flying to Indiana, dude. Relax.
I ain't taking any risks.
Did you pay? I feel it is flights have just been bananas lately.
Yeah, man.
Or is it that's just the news cycle is focusing on flight hijinks?
I guess probably. It's the news cycle, but I mean, this is also insane. Like, because they're supposed to be the best of the best.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, well, I guess no, not right. Commercial airline flights, those aren't the best, right?
My boy Vinny was on a flight. We were flying to Florida. You know when the flight's about to go off and it kind of accelerates, like right at that moment?
Mm-hmm.
As it was accelerating, they heard a big bang, and the brakes went on and it stopped. And they were like, hold on 1 second, there was a problem, whatever. Well, we think we could fly out. And they were like, we're going to wait. The maintenance people came and were like, no, this big piece broke. You cannot fly out. And his plane was delayed like 8 hours. Right at the last moment, before it was about to lift up, something happened and they stopped. And they were about to go back, try it again, until the maintenance guys were like, no, you can't. Like, that's
look, we'll take the shot.
I know. Like, yeah, we think this is all right. Like, it could have just been. We're
listen,
gonna
we turned the plane off and we turned it on.
Yeah,
it
literally.
Good.
Literally.
Seems
literally.
All right.
Literally, the guys just like.
I've been on flights where they've done that. They're like, look, maintenance is checking it. And then they've turned the plane on, turn it back on. They're like, all right, we're good to go.
And he's just like, wait, what?
We were literally flying back into New York like 2 weeks ago. Of course, everything's going on. This was the roughest landing I think I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
we were
fucking, like, banking, just bouncing. And I was just like...
And it's been the little planes, too.
Oh, my fucking God.
A lot of little planes flying out of LaGuardia, bouncing around on takeoff and on landing.
Sometimes you don't feel anything, and you're like,
no, this was hands down, like, the roughest one, but it was also, like, in the same week as, like, all the other accidents.
Every week, Toronto one, where it, like, flipped over.
I know.
Dude, every time I have to leave out of that airport, I'm like, ooh.
I felt bad, too. I was going to make that joke when... Zach was plugging his tour dates in Canada.
Thank you.
If you want to see a plane roll over on lightning.
hope you got a middle seat, boy.
That's wild, man.
I did. When we were in Europe, we were on like a real puddle jumper, and they moved me.
We had just to even out the
weight. Even out the plane,
that's great.
All right, that family of four, get over there, Zach. Over there.
There you go.
That was worse. That was fucking EasyJet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing it wasn't very easy that day.
EasyJet, first of all, there's no...
It's their Spirit Airlines
tunnel to the plane. You just get on the plane like the Beatles.
You're walking to the tarmac like a third world country.
And you go up the thing like you're the president.
Yeah.
And then I saw guys literally like spinning the blades in the front.
Yeah.
And I didn't fit in the seat. I know my ass goes between like United, Delta. I know my ass goes between the two things. And I could sit. EasyJet, the fucking other armrest was in my ass crack. And the lady goes, do you need water? I'm like, more than I need anything. And she brings me a bottle of water and then takes out a credit card machine and goes, that'll be €5.
Yeah, buddy. Mm. I don't know whether it was EasyJet or Ryan plane, but it was also like that where at least they take the steps. They did both of them. They would put two sets of steps, one in the back of the plane and one in the
front.
They
did that first.
So you board fast as shit. You know what I mean? They're like, all right, if you're boarding passes in the back. And I'm like, why don't they?
Well, EasyJet's the one that's trying to turn it into Soul Plane, where the back of the plane is standing only.
Well, yeah, their flights, they're like 45-minute flights. You know what I mean?
Well, so. My only question with that is takeoff and landing.
It's not that important. I was just on a flight.
No, I think those are the most important parts about flying.
No. Yeah. I was just recently on a flight where my seat was broke. Like, I sat in it, and the thing just went back, right? And it was funny. It was a Comfort Plus seat, but it's still broken. So the lady tells me to lift the seat up. I did. She walked off, checked out. I sit back. It fell. Fine. I fall asleep. I wake up to her tapping me to let me know we're about to land. Put your seat back up. And I kind of let her know, like, it's broken. And she goes, no, you have to push the button. So I push the button to show her that it goes up, and then lean back. As soon as it catches weight, it just falls back again. She just goes, and just walks off. Yeah. So it's like, oh, all of this pick your seat up shit never meant anything. Nothing.
I think it just didn't mean anything to her in that moment. Yeah. I think it probably still means something.
Yeah, like, what do you want to do about it? Fix it?
Yeah. It's, yeah. I mean, this is a matter of life and death. That's why we do it, right?
But I think she just saw you and was like, if this guy starts filming me, telling me this, you know, didn't really fuck up my week.
Sure.
Well, but if you were standing on the plane holding just like the thing you have on the bus,
a subway strap.
I don't think, you don't think takeoff would be like bananas trying to stay standing?
I don't know. I haven't been like awake for takeoff in years, man. Like, I get so high going through thing as soon as I get to the plane. I'll, and I just kind of wake up in the next city.
Damn. That's impressive.
That's great.
Yeah.
I can barely sleep on planes.
I'm
but
so
again,
uncomfortable.
I think that's why, because I can barely fit.
A-R-L-Y.
He hibernates on planes. All right, we got one more on here. Let's do it. We got Murder Dogs. Bachelor alum Sean Lowe attacked by his dog twice in 12-hour span. I was fighting for my life.
Who let the dogs out? Here we go.
Yo, stop the dog, my nigga. Wait, I'm uncomfortable. He said the N-word. I gotta go.
What's the name of the dog?
My nigga.
I have an Instagram video of the guy actually telling his story. Do you want me to play that or do you want me to tell it to you?
I think I would rather see it, yeah. Okay. Also, real quick, if you live in a house with a black guy and a woman named Monica, that must get confusing sometimes.
Hilarious.
Monica! Monica!
Yeah.
Your emphasis
yeah, Monica!
That's the same weird guy from the BDSM.
Yeah, this well, yeah they all have all lady boys.
Yeah, they have a look.
Hey, everybody.
The dog was scared of getting eaten.
I guess you could say our family has been through something pretty traumatic.
He looks really familiar
over the weekend.
Guy. Oh, yeah, he's
on
bachelor.
The Bachelor. Figs.
Oh, wow. Was he the Bachelor?
Yeah.
Yes.
You watched The Bachelor?
I've debated on whether or not we should share this publicly, but I just figured you guys are going to ask questions and you'll probably see things, so I might as well get out ahead of it. Where should I start? I'll just start from the beginning.
Oh, thanks.
So on Thursday, I was having some friends of mine over to barbecue. Catherine took the kids to the mall, and we're just barbecuing here on my patio. And it was a really nice night, so I had the doors and windows open.
Worst storytelling.
And some of the smoke from the barbecue started to drift inside, and our smoke alarm started going off. And so I grab a dish rag and I'm going over to, and I waft the smoke away from the smoke alarm because the siren was insanely loud. And as I'm holding the dish rag, Moose comes up and like bites it and kind of nips my.
Real quick, so Moose is a boxer and they adopted him 3 months prior to this.
Okay. Finger really aggressively, which is something that boxer? He does not do. So, you know, I kind of gave him a no, Moose. And again, the siren's just blaring.
Come on, Moose.
And then he goes and starts to bite my feet. And like, he's kind of done this before. Like, if you have a herding dog, you're probably familiar with this, where they kind of nip the heels, but he never really bites. Well, he was biting my feet so hard, he actually put holes in my shoes and it was hurting my feet. So at this point, again, there's so much chaos going on with the alarm going off. I give him like a very stern, like, Moose, no, no. And it was
he
right
my
about
penis.
That moment.
Hey,
Moose
fucking
where
brains out.
Then I beat the shit out of him.
He shows his teeth at me and just attacks me. And I don't mean like bite and run off like a lot of dogs do when they're scared or defensive. I mean, attacks me. And I feel him just kind of ripping into the flesh of my arm. And at this point, I am doing everything I possibly can just to fend this dog off. And I'm over here in our hallway. There's couple double doors over here. I'm trying to get him out the double doors.
Doug bites harder than Joe Gatto.
Yeah, badly. My friends don't know what's going on. I'm just trying to get him out the door. I finally am able to get him out the door into the backyard, and he comes back through the door and attacks me for a second time. And I'm not trying to be dramatic, but I honestly just felt like I am fighting for my life here against a dog. No, not just a dog. My dog, right? Like, he's my dog. We've only had him for a little under 3 months.
He hasn't accepted that. This was the wife's idea. He never wanted this dog to begin with.
Does she need to be in this video?
To make him look human. Because he didn't want the dog. He never gave a fuck. And the minute that this dog showed some shit, I don't even know the story, but it sounds like, was he extra aggressive with the dog?
Like the fire alarm freaked him out.
Also, how the fuck, I've grilled while on acid and I haven't the fucking smoke alarms off inside the house.
Yeah, what the fuck
were you doing?
He had to add a good backstory, all right? He was beating the fuck out of his dog.
Go ahead, Jamie.
He was beating up the dog smoking crack in the house.
Dog trying to save the family.
Yeah.
He's my dog.
Team Moose.
I walk him.
Team Moose.
If I run errands, he goes in the truck with me. When I get out of my chair, my kids don't like it because he follows me. He doesn't follow them. Like, it's my dog. All he's ever wanted was affection.
From you.
Earlier that day, I had a video of him just putting his head in my lap while I'm working upstairs, and he just wanted to be pet. Like, that's my dog. And so it was so bizarre. Like, why is my dog, who I know loves me, attacking me so aggressively? So I'm finally able to get him out a second time, and my friends who are here shut the door behind me. And I look down at my arm, and
that's a bite mark.
It
had to get stitched.
You know what's funny? No bruises.
Not at all.
There's discoloration happening.
But not just a giant bruise.
Are we just going to find out he was molesting the dog?
Jogado's his dog?
He invited the dog. The dog invited him back to the doghouse and vanished in DMs.
Can we go to the dog? Can we get the dog's TikTok up here so we can find out about it?
He DM'd the dog earlier saying, what are you doing? And the dog was like, if you come up, I can't use the doggy door because people will see me.
The dog's only 3 years old. Well, that's 21.
In dog years, he's 3 months.
We met the dog when it was one. He waited.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, no.
But that was cut so deep, and I just see blood
squirting.
Both arms
are fucked.
Probably a couple feet squirting.
Did you have to shoot
the dog? So my first thought is, I think that dog may have nicked an artery. And we have the video, which the video is way too violent. I'm not going to share that. But
tease me like that.
You have to subscribe. Drops his TikTok.
You have to subscribe.
You're going to need the receipts to get the video.
This dog's going to hell.
This is serious. You got to get me to a hospital. Call Catherine. And I thank God that my friends were there because they were able to rush me to the ER. So, I go to the ER and they stitch me up in 5 or 6 different places on my arm. All the while, I still am just having a hard time reconciling what just happened with my dog. And I get home. My friends had corralled Moose to the backyard. And
the burgers were burnt at this point.
He's in the hospital and his friends are still... Some of his friends are still at the house with the killer dog. Yeah, they're like...
Do we eat or...
I'm hungry. I came for food. I'm having a burger.
Porterhouse is perfect right now.
I wonder where he saved this dog from that a working smoke alarm alerted it so much.
There's a certain type of person that you know never has a working smoke alarm. So people are in the clear.
I wonder where they got the smoke alarm.
People who fly jet.
I've never.
Where? What's that sound?
Usually only chirps. What's it doing?
They cleaned up. There was, again, I've got photos of this too, but a literal pool of blood on our floor. Like nothing I've ever seen.
What up, J-Mo?
So I mopped it up with the dog.
So the next morning.
Shoved his face in it.
Bad.
And again.
Bad dog.
I'm confused. I'm heartbroken. But I know with what just transpired, obviously this I can't keep Moose in this house. I've got young kids, and I've got to be concerned about my own safety. So I'm talking to our local animal control, and they connected me with a great officer who happened to have a boxer, so he was very sympathetic, and he... And we were just talking through the different things. I called our animal adoption agency where we got Moose. I was looking at the various no-kill shelters. I was just trying to figure out the best plan of action. And this officer actually said, okay, make your calls and then call me back. We'll figure this out together. Like, he was super helpful.
And then Moose walked in and said, who the fuck you on the phone with?
This my house. You talking to an officer? You fucking snitch.
You a snitch. Snitch ass
get
snitch.
Get stitches.
You my least favorite bachelor.
Oh, my God.
Kind of told my parents what had happened, and they said, hey, we're going to come grab
you. Ain't getting a rose, motherfucker.
Sorry. So that you can rest and recover. And so we were super grateful for that.
It's an opportunity to see our grandchildren.
In the front yard for my parents to show up with the kids. They show up, and we're getting the kids in the car so that they can go with them. And the next thing I know, I hear a
truck backing up.
No, no,
it's a truck backing up. Just sets them off again.
Oh, and it's Catherine from inside the house. And I look at the front door because I'm standing in the front yard.
Pause.
Oh, my God. Moose is attacking.
I look at the calendar, and it says 4th of July, and I go, fuck!
And I see Moose standing running out the front door. Okay. So apparently we had these double doors open for that barbecue, and we didn't lock them, I guess. And it was really windy that day, and the wind actually blew the doors open. And so,
you got attacked again.
You know, going through a dog attack is pretty darn traumatic. Having to relive it less than 12 hours later.
No way.
Round two, motherfucker.
I know you get.
I want W.
I know you're gonna get me killed. I may as well now.
Talking all that shit.
I didn't hear no bell. Think this is the first home I've been in? Huh? They didn't turn their back on me.
I mean, a dog does that much damage to you. Like, make sure it's locked in a fucking room.
Not even a muzzle on this thing.
Get it in a bathroom, the basement. Like,
you don't leash it wherever it is.
So yeah, tie it the fuck. I'm sure he got it out of his system.
The double doors, you'll be fine.
I'm running straight at you is a feeling that I don't think I ever want to experience again.
Did you pull out?
Not
the
to mention my.
He makes
arm.
It sound like he was at the Pistons game or the Pacers game. Okay, just for reference, like how big is a boxer? Could you not just kick this thing in the face?
No, the boxers
some of them
are
get
big.
Pretty
some
big.
Are big.
They're rough. They get pretty big.
They can be pretty big. Yeah.
Okay.
Gotta have a photo of the dog after. But go ahead, Chandler.
Just you have the same hair as him, by
useless,
the way.
Useless, because it was all stitched up, and I was having a hard time moving it.
You went right for you.
And so there's a split second where I'm looking at him, and I'm just praying, like, please let it be. The friendly Moose that I know, and
just like singing "Let It Be."
Wrong, bitch.
He made a beeline right at me, and just lunged and started attacking me again and again. We've got video because we've got cameras outside.
I offered him a Pepsi.
No. And then my dad is in the front yard too, and I'm like, "Help, help!"
Not in front of my father.
And. Yeah, I just, again, feel him ripping into my flesh. And,
holy shit.
Again, I'm not trying to exaggerate. I certainly don't want to come across as like a victim or anything like that. I'm just telling you how it happened. And so I'm able to wrestle him to the ground. And this dog is so strong. He's so explosive. But I'm able to wrestle him to the ground. I've got a hold of his collar. But I know that he's ripped my arm open. And I just know, like, I'm fighting for my life here. Like, I feel like if this dog gets up, he is going to kill me. Again, it's so bizarre because it's my dog, who I was literally kissing on the head just a day prior.
If he kills him with his bare
hands,
that's wild.
My dad comes over, helps the best he can. My mom is in a panic. She's shouting for the neighbors to call 911. The kids got into the car, and then we were very fortunate that the kids did see Moose attack me, but then a neighbor came out and quickly ushered them into their house so they didn't see anything else. And then It took me about 10 minutes of laying on Moose, and it took everything I had to control this dog. And like, I'm 220 pounds. Like,
you look good, baby.
Right, I'm fucking working his kidneys, you know what I mean? I'm giving him gut shots, everything, you know? And this fucking dog is not tapping out, you know? So then I fucking got him in a rear naked choke, right? And I'm like, you better tap.
Come on,
you better
Moose.
Tap, man.
Come on, Moose.
And he's so fucking stubborn.
That's SOB. That son of a bitch.
Killed my children or my wife. But I was able to hold him for 10 minutes until the cops came, and then the cops had a hard time getting control of him.
Oh, he didn't kill the
dog. I'm going to pause it here for a second. If you just click away, P-A-W-S. I do have footage from when the cops arrived.
Oh, if you just start playing George Floyd footage, this is a fucked up joke. Led me down this path.
No, they
got me up here early to watch the George Floyd tape all over again. Fuck you guys.
No, Dave, it says the cops had trouble with the dog.
The dog was
those cops had no problem with George Floyd.
He was selling loose bones.
Okay, where's the child at?
They're in the house.
Okay, they've been bit.
What are they?
Oh,
used a bite.
So the body cam footage got out.
Been bit bad. Okay, stand by. Let me get our equipment.
TMZ was like, we need this.
Oh yeah, TMZ there.
The body cam. Then?
This is body cam footage we watching.
No.
They got all the content.
It was a rescue.
Last night attacked him for the first time, and now he attacked him again just now.
It's a rescue dog. They haven't had dog.
They were going to get rid of it today.
They missed me.
Came out of the house.
Shut up, Kathleen. I'm explaining it.
They have the dog picked up today.
What the hell? Okay.
They're using a scooter to pull it down.
Wait, I don't see the dog.
Because he's in the scooter.
They're right down the block.
I think he's like laying on the dog.
This is how the dog got like this.
He's choked out the dog.
So the dog is underneath, but he said he's got bit. Where'd you get bit, sir?
He's already got stitches.
Is he still biting you currently?
No.
He has stitches from
Do you know who the dog owner is?
I'm the dog owner.
You're the dog owner.
Guys, do something. I hate when they try to play detective.
Okay. 20 stitches last night.
Tell me what happened. Shut up and do something.
Wait a minute.
Well, you got ID? What's your address, folks?
Who called? Did the dog call or who we here for?
Okay.
Well, I know you're holding on to him, but I'm trying to check where you got him.
Okay, wait. Keep trying.
Hold on.
Put your arms behind your back, sir.
Come on. He's going to try to get me if he gets up.
This is the Mike Myers of fucking
this dog's pissed.
It's the John Carpenter movie next year.
I love that they had put a scooter, it's like when you're trying to beat Kane in a fucking Last Man Standing match.
And you just pile shit on him.
Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch!
Was there anything?
He's a dead man!
Do you know what prompted him?
Last night, our smoke alarm went off, and that triggered
I love that she thinks this is the time to do the questionnaire.
Wait a minute, are you the bachelor?
I just love you.
Why didn't you get Flower in the Rose in the third
season? Came after me in the front yard.
Oh, that finale was fantastic.
Yes, it seems to just be me.
What were you wearing when the dog attacked you?
Did you provoke the dog?
All right, dog, sir, I'm going to need to see some ID.
Maybe you shouldn't have been wearing a shirt of steaks.
Okay, we need to get that around his neck. Okay, so here's what's going to happen. Sir in the gray shirt. This gentleman here is going to put his foot right where your foot is.
Okay.
And then we're going to move from there.
And then he's going to step on your neck.
For approximately 3 minutes, 20 seconds.
All right, right foot, left ear.
I can't breathe.
What do you think, Shannon?
Oh, yeah.
I can't bark.
Blood in the mouth.
Where's his mouth?
Oh, my God. Yeah, you can see that right red.
All right, pause up, sir.
Wow.
No, it's not around.
It has to go around.
All right, careful. You ever put a noose on someone before?
Oh, my God. Yeah,
what state are we in? Do we know?
Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Florida. That's a big animal.
He just lost it. The dog fucking lost it. All right, man.
It's not.
Well,
no.
Yeah.
He's not.
We want to
go OC.
This is brutal.
It's brutal, but I want to keep watching.
This is really brutal,
dude. It's brutal. Jorge, can you enhance it?
But he should be able to sue TMZ for this because this makes him look bad.
No, not at all. No, this will make him look bad. He's the fucking dog.
No, he can beat the dog to death.
Yeah. But everyone didn't see his thing. They saw what TMZ put out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why he had to put this video out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because all that, how could you do that to that poor dog? Everyone's going to say that he did something to that dog.
Yeah.
Or at least half of the people.
Most people are like, he's got right there, the mom right away is like, the fucking dog attacked us.
Yeah, but dog people are fucking nuts.
Exactly. Like, there are girls watching this crying, going, oh, my God, sir,
that dog should have got a fucking on, sir. Fucking caliber right to his brain. Right there. What's the point?
I know. Now he's going to be in a fucking facility wasting taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah. What is that?
What is that that your hand?
I hope when he just gets up, the dog just has the biggest erection.
Is that your blood? No, that's Moose's semen. Oh, okay.
We're going to need to wrap this dog in saran. Duct tape.
Did he come before?
Call a black woman dressed like a cat. Right.
Who glued high heels to his feet?
No wonder he's pissed.
Anybody know how these booties got glued to his paws? It's okay. All right.
A drunk black woman dressed like a cat.
The dog's
been it's your first time babysitting a dog.
The dog spent $11,000 on this.
I do smell burgers burning. Is that, were the burgers burning before 8?
Run away. Sylvia, you're going to have to get away.
Okay.
Help me away. He's gonna pop up as soon as I take my body weight off of him.
So somebody hold his legs down.
So someone else.
Why are you trying to grab him? Why
is only like this next thing?
Sir, I will be giving you a wedgie on the count of three. He's like, fuck you guys.
Fuck y'all. Fuck y'all.
Your problem now.
Oh, they taser.
Are they tasing the dog?
Jesus Christ.
Are they tasering the dog?
Got him. Yep. Give him another shot.
Jesus Christ.
Shannon, how do you feel about this?
I hate this.
This isn't good for anybody, Shannon.
I kind of enjoy it. Hold on, hand away a little bit.
And that sucks.
This dog is a bad guy.
So now we know why he had to put out this fucking video.
Yeah.
Sir, get out of the way.
What do we need to open, Audra?
Dog is just fucked. The dog's got a brain problem. You got to take him out of his misery, the dog.
Yeah, what are you going to keep him in a thing like Hannibal Lecter now?
It breaks free. He goes back at him like when wrestlers get pulled apart.
Is he going to cattle prod this motherfucker up there? Oh, he got him. Okay. He's yeah, bro. TMZ fucked him by putting this out. This is fucked.
How did TMZ get the body cam footage?
They watch. They pay people to watch the internet all day long.
I can't believe TMZ is still a thing.
They just could sign exclusive streaming rights to Tubi. They know who their audience is.
They just did a thing about... You know that Zach, you know that hardcore band Gel?
Yes.
That just broke up? TMZ had a video about them. Why are you guys talking about like a low-level hardcore band?
That was a tough watch, I will admit.
Interesting, though. Very good.
Very good.
Very compelling. Yeah, man. Wow.
And now George Floyd.
All right.
There's going to be AI videos on Twitter of the dog coming back to life. Have you seen Droid Floyd?
Like, watch Jesus how... Christ. So this season of The Bachelor is still going on?
Yeah.
When was he
in the middle of it?
Oh, no.
I was about to say, yeah.
He has a wife and kids.
Keep your rose.
I don't fucking rose.
That'd be great. He's on it. Season finale is like, you've made it all the way. And here is the dog. The girl takes the mask off as the dog the whole time.
After the rose, a woman tell all, we have Moose. Moose will be sitting down with us.
Alright guys, we're going to wrap it up there. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we will be back live this Friday. Thank you so much for my guests. Check them out online, support their stand-up, and go see Lewis out on the road. We'll see you Friday here on Lewis and Zach.